No, I don't care if it's midnight. I don't want to sleep you. I don't want to stay up all night long with you. And you get to howl at the moon with me. I like staying up with you because you're so fun to talk to. And you tell me all these interesting stories, like the time when you were young and your mom would discipline you by whacking your behookie. Then that time she missed and caught your balls. That was hilarious. Poor master. I kind of feel bad for that one, but I had a laughing fit when you first told me it that day. It's cute though. I like when we can share moments like that, but I don't want to go to sleep. If I go to sleep, that means I'm not able to hang out with you. What would I do without your attention? Probably wither away and die. Not to be dramatic or anything. I'm not moody. I can show you moody. I'm gonna hold my breath in so my face goes red, and I'll only stop until I'm allowed up for another 30 minutes. Aren't that good, but I'll do it again. I heard if you really do hold in your breath for as long as possible, you just pass out and start automatically breathing because your body's taking over. Kinda cool, but weird that, like, you think you're the one in charge of your body, but the moment you're unconscious, it's like doing its own thing to keep you alive. Is morbid the word? What? Stalling. Me. Stalling. I've never been accused of such things before. I mean, I guess I can lie down on the bed, but let it be known that you're not going to make me sleep. Oh, well. If you're gonna give me head pats for a little bit, then I don't mind. I swear, if you try any funny business, I'll stand right back up again. Although, the bed is pretty soft and comfy. It's been so warm these nights, and your sheets are so soft and cool. Maybe one night we could eat outside together and enjoy the sunshine. I know it's important for your skin to get that lovely vitamin C, or is it D? I can never remember. It's quite nice to share a moment in the sunshine together and listen to the sounds nature makes. What are they called? The nighttime bugs that never shut up. Cicadas? Cingadas? They are so dang loud, but I guess that's what makes summer evenings. Wouldn't it be more unsettling if it was dead silence and the occasional owl hooting? Twit-twoo. Have you ever been fishing by the stream before? Maybe we could try that out together. Pack a little lunch for us and have a cute fishing pole. If you catch something, I can eat it up. Or I could make a fire and we can both have a nibble. I forgot sometimes you can't stomach that stuff so well like me. Did I ever compliment your hands? So big and cute. I like the veins on the back. They look kind of scary. You can't see them so well? Must be your eyes. Do we need to get them checked out, or you just can't see so well under low lighting? No, no, you can't do your rubbing. That's cheating. You know what I mean, and how much I love it. I'm getting tired, but I'm not done yet. Why not I tell you a story this time? It's about a little wolf. You're giggling already. I struggle to be creative, but I like how you react when I tell you. You don't always have a very expressive face, but you play along a lot. I like it since you're always looking so serious. A very harsh resting face you have. Okay, where was I? A story about a little wolf. She was lost, alone, and afraid. After being cast away from her pack, she wandered out of the hidden forest. Before sunrise, she found a city and headed to the suburbs. Her legs were so tired from the rhythmic walking. By hiding in the shadows, she went undetected by anyone who came across her during the lonesome night. Until she picked up a scent. It was sardines. Extra smelly. Her stomach rumbled. It was too alluring to ignore. She snuck around an apartment complex, the smell getting stronger, only to be greeted by a towel on the floor with three open cans of sardines placed on top. Was it a trap? Was she in trouble? Did someone know she was there? As she tiptoed over, scooping up one sardine in her hand and scoffing it down in a flash, her eyes met a human man's. He looked intrigued. While making sure he didn't move, she ate another sardine, then another, and another after that. Before she knew it, they were all gone. The human then opened a door into the complex and gestured for her to follow him. Against all her instincts, she decided to walk behind him. Could he tell she was having a bad time, down on her luck? He pointed to the couch that had pillows and covers on it. She sat exactly there. He simply stated, "I'll be asleep in the other room. There is more food if you want it. If not, I'll feed you in the morning." And closed the door behind him to the bedroom. The little wolf girl, not quite fully understanding what just happened, got bundled up in the covers for some much-needed warmth. Finally, a place to rest, she thought to herself. But something wasn't right. She tossed and she turned. The clock in the room was taunting her. Tick, tock, tick, This is too strange, she thought to herself. After sleeping in a room full of other people nightly, being alone was overwhelming. She slipped into the man's room, taking her time so as to not wake him. Then ever so slightly crawled onto the other side of the bed, wrapping her tail between her legs and slowly bringing the cover over her. Within an instant, she was out like a light. The end. How did I do? I'm getting better at telling that little story of ours. Okay, I'll be quiet for a little bit, but you gotta admit, I'm getting good. Please don't stop, please. I'm begging. I'll go to sleep if you keep this up. I know it's my bedtime, but I really do love you, Master. Thank you for spotting me on that night. You never did tell me why you were awake at that time. You just wanted fresh air? It was a full moon that night, yeah. I don't believe in fate, but maybe there's something behind it after all. A wolf girl came into your life on a full moon. Would you have it any other way? It feels nice when you do both ears together with different brushes. Am I allowed to be fussy like that with you, Master? Thank you. I love you. Put the covers over me, even if they smell like you and you're cozy. Now you're really just buttering me up. Maybe I am tired after all. And just close my eyes for a little bit, okay? Not that you want or anything. I will always put up a fight. No. Mm-hmm.